This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. This is a quick emergency update about the Vault 7 release from WikiLeaks, which dumped thousands of CIA documents. Basically, we have another Edward Snowden inside the CIA who has released this huge collection of CIA secret documents to WikiLeaks, and they've just put them out on the web. And it is extraordinary. It's absolutely shocking. So in this podcast, I'm just going to give you a quick overview of what's been found in these documents. And then I'll share more details later. We'll be covering this at naturalnews.com. Also, I'll give you more podcasts on this at healthrangerreport.com. It's going to take, frankly, weeks to go through all of this. So this is just scratching the surface. But thank you for joining me. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, of course. And you're listening to healthrangerreport.com. So the upshot of this is that the CIA has spent years developing zero-day exploits, which is a form of malware or spyware, you might say, that can defeat almost anything, any operating system, any mobile device. They can get into your Apple iPhone. They can get into your Android smartphone. They've even been able to take over Samsung TVs and turn them into microphones that listen to everything you say in the privacy of your home while uploading that audio to the CIA servers. They have a fake off function where you think you turned off your Samsung TV, your smart TV, but it's not off. It just looks like it's off, and it's actually turned into a microphone, and it's recording everything that you say. There's more. This is just the beginning, okay? So they can also defeat Apple iOS, the Apple operating system. They can defeat Microsoft Windows. They can turn any Windows system anywhere in the world into a spy machine, and they have. This is being done routinely all over the world. They can defeat BlackBerry devices. They can defeat, even bypass the encrypted devices or encrypted apps that you think are protecting you, such as Signal and WhatsApp and some others. I forgot all the names. But there are some other encrypted apps that people are using. Even like Democrats in the DNC started using Signal after they all got hacked by somebody, the John Podesta email hacks. So they all switched to Signal. Turns out Signal can be bypassed by exploits from the CIA. And there's more. Again, this is just barely scratching the surface. There are over 8,000 pages of documents. One of the things that has come out is that the CIA also has code to take over vehicles. And they have taken over cars with their exploits, and they have taken control of those cars and crashed them to assassinate people. These are undetectable assassinations. And, you know, let me just back up and say, look, basically every so-called conspiracy theory that we've been warning you about over the last, I don't know, decade, about how the government is listening to your phone calls and spying on you and snooping on you, basically it's all true, okay? That's really what this comes down to. Every conspiracy theorist in this area has just been proven 100% correct. That's what has come out. The CIA can, they have code that can defeat anything, any device, any operating system. Not every brand of smart TVs, but the most popular brand, which is Samsung, they can defeat many vehicles, especially the more modern vehicles, and so on. So the CIA is what these documents reveal, is that the CIA is a very dangerous global spy machine that just wildly violates privacy and is engaged in malicious hacking and installing zero-day exploits. They've even got air gap exploits where they can infect computers that aren't even connected to the internet. So you might think, oh, you have a computer, it's not connected, it's safe, right? Wrong. The CIA has ways to infect that computer using all kinds of things like CD and DVD and thumb drives and image. Having code encoded in images, all kinds of things. It's really quite remarkable. But again, this just barely scratches the surface. The bigger picture in all of this is that the CIA hoarded all of these exploits. They developed them. They hired, massive teams under Obama, primarily, who funded all of this, to build all of these exploits, and then they lost control of them. And what's happened is these exploits have now been circulated throughout not just government agencies, but also rogue nations. So there's no doubt in my mind that places like North Korea have got their hands on this, a lot of this code. Russia, for sure. China, for sure. Because both of those countries have a lot of very capable hackers. So there's no doubt that they've got their hands on all this code. So probably what we really have is now the CIA manufacturing or engineering these weapons of mass destruction in the cyber war realm, and then losing control of them to where they're out. They're everywhere in the world. And one of the most interesting things about this is that the CIA also had an entire library of malware fingerprinting, of sort of profiles, of a fingerprint of an attack technique that would finger the source of the attack to be anybody they wanted, so they could carry out false flag attacks and have it blamed on anybody. For example, and this probably happened, they could hack John Podesta's emails and make it look like the Russians. That has just come out. So they could make it look like the Russians hacked anybody. They could make it look like any rogue nation had carried out any attack. The false flag deployment potential of this is off the charts. This is like this changes everything. The knowledge that this is out there. Basically, this means that you can't trust any cyber hack activity or accusation anymore, because it could all be pulled off by the CIA. It could all be blamed on Russia or anybody. And basically, it also means that there are probably no more secrets, that everybody in a position of power is being blackmailed. Everybody. Including Supreme Court justices, including every member of Congress, including every member of Donald Trump's family, including every CEO of a large corporation, that everybody in a position of power who is of interest to the CIA is being blackmailed. Now, you may recall that I was recently targeted by the CIA in a takedown effort. So they tried to, destroy me and delist my website from Google, and they sent me threats. They tried to get me to destroy InfoWars and all of this stuff. That's all on the public record. It all happened. In fact, it was fairly recent. It happened like 10 days ago. They haven't tried to blackmail me, though. Probably because I don't go out and do crazy things and get my picture taken in compromising situations. That's just not who I am. So they couldn't blackmail me, so instead they tried to destroy me. But for other people, they can easily blackmail them. They can find members of Congress, ordering off the so-called pizza menu. Right. In rooms with little kitties with their pants down or whatever they do. That's probably what they have. All those kinds of photos or recordings or video or who knows what. Anthony Weiner's computer. I mean, imagine. Imagine all the child porn that exists throughout, Washington, D.C. on all those people's laptops. I mean, it's sick. And the CIA, no doubt, has all that stuff. I mean, has access to get into everybody's computer and blackmail everybody. So if you wonder, why did Chief Justice Roberts vote for Obamacare? Because they had him. They blackmailed him. I'm convinced of it. I can't prove it, but I'm convinced of it. And now, because of Vault 7, we know those mechanisms exist. We know they can defeat almost any device, any computer, any operating system at any time, anywhere in the world, including Chief Justice Roberts, who is not a super encryption geek or anything like that. Or again, this can be deployed against anybody in Washington, any senator, any congressperson, you name it. So we've entered a whole new realm now. This disclosure is earth-shattering. It shows that these rogue elements inside the U.S. government, which include the NSA and the CIA, are totally out of control. That they are now the deep state that can blackmail anyone. They basically can gather intel to threaten or coerce almost anyone. They now call the shots. It's not even a democracy anymore. It's a deep state technocracy. And those who have the power, which means the intel or the photos or whatever they want to use to blackmail people, they are the ones calling the shots now. And it's dangerous because the way you voted in the election no longer matters. I mean, the Electoral College voted for Donald Trump, but the CIA has been trying to bring down Trump. So you've got, I mean, no matter how you feel about Trump himself, this is about the CIA being able to overturn elections by having intel and having cyber attacks and exploits on all of the electronic devices that are relevant to those in positions of power. It means that your vote is now basically worthless in this new era of cyber hacking and exploits and leaks and deep state warfare against certain officials and so on. This is an insane time. And again, I've only begun to scratch the surface. This is just the very top layer of this. Over 8,000 pages were released. I mean, it's unbelievable what the capabilities that the CIA developed and then lost control of so that others in the world have them as well. It also means that the era of being able to have any kind of privacy or any kind of security on your computer or your mobile device is probably close to an end, if not already gone. It basically means if they want to target you, they can target you. They can find out everything you're doing, viewing, emailing, posting, surfing. They can even turn on microphones and listen to you in the privacy of your own bedroom. This is all real. This is what it has come to. And again, every one of us who warned you about this for the last, decade plus, we've just been proven correct. I remember when that movie came out, Gene Hackman and Will Smith, Enemy of the State. And I remember talking to some of my friends. I think that movie was like 97, something like that, 1997 or I don't know, roughly around that time. And a lot of people say, oh, that's nonsense. They can't listen to you through your TV. They can't spy on you. That the movie's fiction. No, actually, it was all true. And it was true even back then. That's the thing. They're actually usually 10 or 20 years more advanced than anything they let on in public. And now that these documents have come out, they're showing a level of technical advancement that no one thought was possible. I mean, no one in the public, no one in the media thought was possible. This basically means that we are living in a spy state, and now they have so much power. Again, they can wage a false flag attack. They can make it look like the Russians have launched a cyber attack against the United States, and they can force the U.S. to respond to Russia. They can make it look like the Trump administration was doing business with Russia. They can make it look like China is stealing secrets. Well, of course, they are stealing secrets, but they can fabricate other false accusations against anyone, or they could even make you or me look like we are engaged in a cyber attack against, I don't know, the Pentagon or whatever. They can stage all that. They can frame anybody to be arrested as a felon, basically, is what it comes down to. They can blackmail anyone, they can arrest anyone, they can frame anyone, they can assassinate anyone by controlling your car. It's not even a conspiracy theory anymore. You can take off your tinfoil hats now, everybody, because this is real. This has all been dumped into the public domain by WikiLeaks. It's all real. It's all happening. So get ready. We're going to dive into this in more detail, as is everybody. Every media outlet around the world is probably looking at these documents right now. And apparently this is just part one. So 8,000 pages is part one of Vault 7. There's a lot more coming, and who knows what those are going to show. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, thanks for listening. Stay tuned. Read more at naturalnews.com. Take care.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.